The crop forecast still looks good for 08. Thanks for joining us again, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. As Tennessee and American farmers look to close out a very challenging 2007, USDA is forecasting some very high crop prices into the new year. Brenda Curtis has the story.
Probably the most interesting thing we did was across the board raise export forecasts for all of our major crops.
USDA's chief economist Keith Collins talking about the Agriculture Department's December World Supply and Demand Report, and the good news is exports are up significantly. However, this means a tighter supply, but much higher prices.
We raised this season's wheat price forecast to $6.40 a bushel, up 30 cents and way beyond previous all-time record, which was $4.55, set back in 1995. Today for corn, we raised the corn price forecast to $3.65, up from $3.50 last month, and again, way above the previous all-time record, which was $3.24 a bushel set back in 1995.
And Collins said when it comes to world wheat supplies, U.S. ending stocks are the lowest in 60 years. And how did these prices compare with the high prices of the 1970s?
Well, generally, we're higher than we were in the late 70s. An exception might be soybeans, where we had $10 soybeans in the early 1970s. But these prices are all in record territory now for the major crops. Rice would be an exception. We're still not at the record level for rice exports. You'd have to go all the way back to the late 70s, early 1980s to see rice in the $12 to $13 hundredweight range, and we're predicting rice at $11.15 this year. But all the other major crops are probably going to be record highs this year.
In Washington, reporting for the Department of Agriculture, I'm Brenda Curtis.
And though farmers here had a tough production year in 2007, there's plenty of optimism for 08. Have a safe weekend. Join us Monday on the TRN.